Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Glorious and majesty, holy is the name of the Lord. Good morning, everybody. I had a beautiful prayer time this morning, sitting in the next room over up on the lanai, reading Cardinal Mueller's new book, Roman Encounters. It's just a really super well-written book. A little bit of a difficult read, but if I could open this drape a little bit more, but very well-written, talking about the different voices in the church and how we need to be united under the magisterium of the church and under our current Pope when he speaks with the voice of Peter, ex cathedra, and how critical it is that we hold fast to the teaching and the tradition of the church. And so glad to be Catholic. The solid, sound teaching, not being thrown about by every wind and whim of doctrine. I know I went to an NRB radio conference a couple years ago with my friend Jason Jones, and it was like every single, they had the big conference room, the big booth. Every single booth kind of represented a slightly different version of the gospel, but it's just so good to be Catholic and hold to the sacramental graces and the moral and doctrinal teaching of the church. Jesus' messianic entrance into Jerusalem. You remember Jerusalem, the city of peace. Who was the first priest in Jerusalem? Was it in the time of Joshua when they came in and took the promised land? No, the first priest in Jerusalem, Abraham, before Moses, before the Levites, the tribe of Levi were established as priests, it was Melchizedek. Melchizedek, the king priest prophet Melchizedek, was the priest of Jerusalem. And he offered wine and he offered bread, something that they didn't, the Jewish people weren't doing at that time. So he's a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ. And now Jesus comes to Jerusalem to offer himself as a sacrifice on the hill of Golgotha, which is some call Mount Moriah. It's this very same hill where Abraham offered up his son, Isaac. So thank you, Tony, for pressing the share button. I can see that you're a sharer. And good afternoon from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. If you're here, say aloha and tell us what city you're in and press the share button. And then you become part of sharing this gospel with the whole world. How will Jerusalem welcome her Messiah? Although Jesus has always refused popular attempts to make him king, he chooses the time and prepares the details for his messianic entry into the city of his father David, going back over 1,000 years to King David. Acclaimed as son of David, as the one who brings salvation, Hosanna, Hosanna, that means save, or to bring salvation, give salvation. The King of Glory enters his city riding on an ass. Jesus conquers the daughter of Zion, a figure of his church, neither by use nor by violence, neither by trickery or by violence, but by the humility that bears witness to the truth. And that's what we're to do in the church, is to not to accommodate modernity and not to go back to the traditionalists who want to separate from us, from the Catholic Church based on Vatican II, their interpretations of Vatican II, but to remain faithful to the teaching of the church. There are some people these days who really are stressing things that are schismatic, whether in the area of wanting us to kind of become like the latest and the newest and accommodate the way the modern world wants us to be. But there's also those that hold extreme traditionalist views, and both polarities brings our schism. They're not in true union with the Pope. Remember, when the Pope speaks ex cathedra, then we need to listen and accept that. Not when he makes sermons or preaches or gives his opinions. That's different. But when the teaching of the Vatican II that are endorsed by the Pope, and when the Pope speaks ex cathedra, we need to be in union with that. And frankly, we can be, because the teachings are solid, and we just need to understand them. So I just want to make sure that you know where I'm coming from. I'm a faithful Catholic. I'm faithful to the whole teaching of the Church, the official teaching of the Church, and that's why daily you see me reading and teaching the Catechism. And so the subjects of his kingdom on that day are children and God's poor, who acclaim him as had the angels when they announced him to the shepherds. Their acclamation, "Blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord," is taken up by the church in the sanctus of the Eucharistic liturgy that introduces the memorial of the Lord's Passover. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem manifested the coming of the kingdom that the King Messiah, remember Jesus was king, prophet, and priest. The King Messiah was going to accomplish by the Passover of his death and resurrection. It is with the celebration of that entry on Palm Sunday that the church's liturgy solemnly opens Holy Week. So to summarize this section, the whole of Christ's love, this is our beautiful St. John Paul II. The whole of Christ's love was a continual, Christ's life was a continual teaching. His silences, his miracles, his gestures, his prayer, his love for people, his special affection for the little and the poor, his acceptance of the total sacrifice on the cross for the redemption of the world, and his resurrection are the actualization of his word and the fulfillment of revelation. We're a faith that's based on revelation. You know, Aristotle, through reason, reasoned that there is a God, an ultimate causality. And our faith is consistent with reason, but it's based on revelation, that Jesus became incarnate, and by the revelation of Scripture. Christ's disciples are to conform themselves to him until he is formed in them. So you see in the modernity of so many theologians these days who want to dissect Jesus and look at his life as if it was maybe a historical life, but that all of the miracles and things like that were mythologized and that he really didn't rise from the dead. They just look at it as a good way to base our moral life on and things like that. No, we believe in revelation. We believe that God communicated his love and himself to us through the Scriptures and through the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we are to conform ourselves to that inner man within us responds to the love of God and yearns for the love of God. Christ's disciples are to conform themselves to him until he is formed in them. For this reason, we who have been made like him, who have died with him and risen with him, are taken up into the mysteries of his life until we reign together with him. Hey, Tony, I'll let you guys enjoy the sunrise a little bit. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Isn't the ocean beautiful? But Cindy and I, almost every day, we swim, we snorkel for about an hour. And it's so cool when you get down beneath the surface. You can see all the texture of the coral heads, the little caves where all the little fishes live and the big scary things live under there too. And you see the honu and you see so much beautiful different types of fish and how they swim together in unison, some of them. And that's what we're doing with the catechism. We're going down beneath the surface. What we see in the surface when we go to Mass, digging down deep beneath the surface to really understand what's happening in the Mass or in the teaching of the Church. It's so beautiful down in the deep. And the Catholic Church is so deep and so wide. So thanks for going out with us. Hey, Mark, it's good to see you. Going back to the mainland in a couple weeks. I hope I can handle it. Love you guys. My son Jeremiah's texting me. He's down at Kai Coffee. He and I are going to go. He works with FEMA, and he's working down at Kai Coffee, and I'm going to go down there and work on the narration for episode 21. Episode 20 will be released soon for those of you who are Patreon donors and get that early access to our shows. I think we're going to release it next week. We're halfway through season 3. Would you like for me to say the sign of the cross in Hawaiian, just to make sure I say it right? Maka inoa o ka makua ke keiki a me ku uhana hemalele. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Love you guys. Love my faithful brothers that I see here. Thank you for praying for me. I'm meeting with my specialist today to take care of this gastro infection that I have, and we're going to celebrate a whole new beginning. Love you guys. Amen.
Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.